Renee, do we have the count?
Okay.
Could you bring that forward? Item number one, table motion from September 2005. Yes, 81 votes. No, 42. 66%. That's the two-thirds. Passed, yes.
46.
Number two, conflict of interest. Accept 97, reject 34. 74%. Item number three, ratify the PCNRs. 77 accept, reject 87. Am I reading this right? So it did not pass. One, yes. Two, accept. Three, did not pass.
Yeah, this count is not right.
That's not right? Well, we can have a recount at another time.
No, don't. Address number one.
Mm-hmm.
What was the number you gave?
So first of all, according to the Utah statute, conflict of interest and removal of the table of motion, Gail Clarkson and all immediate family members' votes cannot be counted because that indeed is a conflict of interest.
So what was the count?
81, yes. 42, no. It is a conflict of interest. The immediate family and Dale Clarkson's vote did not.
And how about all the proxies? They can make their own rules.
No, you can. It's according to the Utah statute.
This is one of the problems, folks, that comes is there's some interpretations. That vote is not the way the count came out. But you do whatever you want to. That's an example of what's happening in the leadership.
What
you have a state law and a community law, one or the other supersedes. And it does not say that the higher always supersedes.
These are the voting tallies that have been given to the board, and if there is a need for a recount, we will definitely look into that. Thank you for attending today.
She's got the vote, and she knows what it is, and it predominantly no was way, way, way ahead of the yes. It doesn't make any difference, other than I think you should know that that's the kind of manipulation that's going on behind the scenes.
And I think that is out of order. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming. We have dinner served. There is an area over here, and I believe we have about another half an hour. So talk, have fun, and thank you for coming. Meeting is adjourned.